You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, April 8th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Wednesday, if I need to remind you.
There was a thing about, remember when we were kids, we had underwears with the days of the week on?
Yeah, yeah. Well, guys didn't. Girls did. Oh, yes. Guys never had. The only thing written in our underwear was our names, so we didn't lose them at camp. Mom would always write our names. No, seriously. You know, that's what guys do. We lose our underwear.
Well, now maybe you'd want some underwear with days of the week on them.
You know what? It doesn't matter what day of the week is anymore, just as long as I show up, right? Some random facts for you today. Right. Simon Cowell's first job was for a studio in London where The Shining was filmed. He polished Jack Nicholson's axe for the Here's Johnny scene. Wow, now that's a claim to fame, Cowell. I like that one. The last seven world records in the men's marathon have all been set at the Berlin Marathon and all by runners from Kenya or Ethiopia. I probably could have guessed that one. Those are the fastest humans on the face of the earth. Yes. Those folks. Yep. There's a silent movie version of The Wizard of Oz. It was done in 1925, but it has a different story than the famous version of 1939, and it got bad reviews. Yeah. It did, though, have Oliver Hardy from Laurel and Hardy as the Tin Man.
Oh.
Before he was famous.
He was probably good.
And I bet you didn't know this.
Probably not.
The Michelin Man has a name.
Marshmallow.
And it is Babendum. Yeah.
Babendum.
He's bending something. All right. There you go. A little random facts for you today.
All right.
Time for the Who Cares riveting News. What's going on? What's going on?
Well, yeah, I'm glad that some stars are doing some stupid stuff for me to talk about. McDermott.
Whatever. Yeah.
He's standing by his wife, Tori Spelling, after she came under fire for charging fans $95.
What?
For a virtual meet and greet.
Oh, come on.
Amid.
I just happen to have an extra $95 in my pocket right now. I can't even pay my Edison bill. Really? I'm going to have $95? Sheesh.
So Dean took to Instagram to defend
her. They're
just
like us.
Oh,
they're
sure.
They're just like us.
Yes, absolutely.
Her mother is a multi-billionaire.
Yes.
Who won't give her a flipping dime because she knows
she's going to squander it.
She's squandered everything she's given her.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like, hey, you know what? It's tough love, but you're on your own until I die.
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes.
And then all that'll be gone in a few days.
I know, right? Yeah.
So Dean took to Instagram to defend her, saying he finds himself having to come to his wife's defense again.
Yikes.
Again.
Yikes.
So Dean said he's really disappointed because she's catching crap for doing the live meet and greet. So basically, a marketing company approached Tori about doing 20 personal virtual meetings with fans for $95 each.
Now, think about this for a second. Now, let me back up a little bit. When you go to a convention, like say Comic-Con, or any place where there's celebrities, and I mean O.J. Simpson, that's how he lives today, they sit in an exhibit hall at a booth, yes, and they sign autographs and they sell them.
Yes.
So this is really kind of no different than that.
However,
except that nobody wants to pay for Tori Spelling's autograph.
Well, that's one thing.
I don't know.
But also, all the stars that are doing free stuff on Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, but you know what? She owes the government a ton of money.
So a lot of fans were excited to get a slot until they clicked forward and saw the cost.
I would be appalled.
I would too. She could have said no.
You know what?
She could have said, in these troubled times, how about we just charge him $10?
10 or 25. You know, even maybe 45 wouldn't have been so horrible. When you start climbing up towards $100. Now, you said how many slots? 20? 20 times 100? That's, you know, an easy $2,000 for Tori. If she could have filled all those
20
slots.
20 personal meetings.
Well, it's 18. Yeah. All right.
So
20,
there's
a lot
of
but
slots.
It's almost $2,000. At the end of 20, if she had a waiting list, she could have come back, and this is a marketing ploy, due to popular demand, we're continuing this and allowing those on the waiting list to get in. And she probably could have had a ton of those at 45.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't even be talking about this story at 45 bucks. Because I don't think anybody would have cared.
Much.
You think so?
Yeah,
really?
I do.
You know, they,
not
they
right
do
now.
Pay like $50 to $100 for an autographed
not right
black
now.
And white at a Comic-Con.
But
I get that,
right
but
now.
You can't go to a Comic-Con.
I know.
You know, have they even said if Comic-Con's going to happen this year? I don't
they're
know.
Doing it. They're doing online stuff.
Right, right.
Online Comic-Con type
Well, that's what
things.
This is. This is a virtual meet and greet. Dean should have just left it alone.
Yeah,
you know
Dean says, though, that Tori, you'll love this.
Okay, what does he say about Tori?
He says that Tori's the hardest working woman Daddy knows and that she's just trying to provide
really?
For her family. Well, Dean, why don't you provide for your family,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, yeah. And didn't he walk off of Chopped, Canadian Chopped? He was the host
yeah.
there. I think he quit
think
that
so.
Job. Dude, seriously? Chopped is still on the air. I mean,
you're not.
And you're not. I'd be curious to know if she sold all the slots. That's what I'd be curious to know.
I don't think
My guess is she did.
I think she thinks she's much bigger and better than she
well,
was.
Well, yeah, there's that. you hit that nail
Tori,
on the head.
Just not that important. Yesterday, we told
oh
you about
God.
The exes that quarantined together.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They apparently
yeah.
play together. Bruce Willis and ex Demi Moore posted a picture of them and their daughters in matching green jammies.
Did you ever see that? Did you see it?
I didn't, no.
Yeah, it was like green and white striped.
Then later we saw a post where Bruce was shaving daughter Tallulah's head.
Oh, really?
And if that wasn't enough, Tallulah and Sister Rumor headed outdoors to shoot Tallulah topless for Instagram.
Oh, God. Oh,
she's
God.
She's covered, but her
oh,
head is bare.
Oh, I thought you meant topless. She's got no nothing on her head topless. But she was topless.
She was
wow.
topless. Like her head was topless.
What else are you going to do? You know, you're bored, you're sitting around, dad shaves your head. Dad, who doesn't live there, mm-hmm. you probably don't live there either because the girls are grown. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, they're millennials, so they might live there. Who knows?
They might. Because she has.
Right. And then we're going to run outside and we're going to take topless photos out in the front yard. And your sister's going to shoot them.
Bare head.
You know what? The family that shaves together, no, that doesn't work.
No,
either.
That doesn't
That's
work.
That's just really scary, isn't it? That's a scary damn thing. Where's Ashton Kutcher in all of this? This could be so funny if he would jump in. I mean, really.
I don't think Demi wants to see him.
You know what, though? No, I have read this about him. Uh-huh. He's really close with the girl. I mean, more like a big brother than a stepdad, I think, is the deal because they're so close in age.
But not so close to their mom.
No. Has nothing to do with her. No.
Still, being in a hot tub with other girls, yeah, didn't sit well with her.
No. You know who I'd like to be in a hot tub with?
Oh, Lord. Ashton Kutcher?
He can come along too, as long as Halle Berry's there. I don't really care.
And you'll just watch.
I'm happy with that. As long as she doesn't. Well, I don't know. Maybe she'd be pretty sexy if she shaved her head. Anyway, coronavirus visuals. All right, we're out of here. I guarantee you, we'll be back tomorrow.
Thread the promise.
Because neither one of us have the sniffles yet. All right, see you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.